Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I think I can sum up the show for you with one word. Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
What does that mean?
The show is about nothing.
Well, it's not about nothing.
No, it's about nothing.
The new refined seven-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Hello and welcome to the show. Thursday night edition of Sports Day. Scotty Sattler's in the house.
He's such a big hunk of spunk.
And Jason Matthews, he Thursday night football. Wow, the Storm taking on the Broncos tonight. All the action live on SEN League with yourself, Mark Braybrook, and the Wiz. I'm looking forward to seeing Gary Freeman again tonight.
He's a happy-go-lucky guy, isn't he?
Mate, he's so
always
positive.
Always smiling. Yeah,
and mate, he and I, he's working on a show with me and him. It's a Woogie and the Wiz.
Oh, really?
It's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah, it has got a nice ring to it. I'm not sure about the content, but
well, there isn't any.
Yeah,
to start with. First of all, speaking of content, hello to all our listeners listening to this through the Super Radio Network, SEN 1170, SEN Q693 AM, SEN Track Stations, Fanatic, the SEN app, and all of our listeners through SENZ. In New Zealand. Don't forget, as I said, you can catch SEN League tonight, 1 hour edition of Sports Day, and you can catch SEN League on all of those stations, including our friends at the Super Radio Network who always run our rugby league coverage. So looking forward to that tonight. Thanks to Kia, our wonderful partner, and also Nutrien Ag Solutions. Going further for Australian farmers, want to get involved? 0457 736 736 is the text number in Australia, 8833 in New Zealand. Or you can call 1300 01 1170. So that's, I'm most interested,
yeah,
by the way, in, I don't know, people's predictions for this weekend. What
it's a tough round to pick this week.
So bloody hard.
Mm. I think weather's going to play a huge role in a lot of the games that are played in Sydney, especially if you're a home team.
And Queensland. There's a bit of rain around southeast Queensland.
Yeah.
That's the Dolphins and
West Tigers.
That is the one of the hardest games this weekend to pick.
So I look at Newcastle and the Dragons. Tough one to pick as well. And, with the news of Tyson Frizzell out now. It's especially with that weather that's going to wreak havoc. And we saw what it did for the Broncos against Cowboys last week and how important, and it's boring, but how important the kicking game is. In the weather, in the wet. So it's going to play a huge role in your picks this weekend.
We'll look at the round, particularly tonight's game. We'll have a look at that in detail real soon. You can follow us on TikTok, Sports Day SEN. I'll tell you what's blowing up at the moment on Instagram, on SENQ and X Sports Day NSW is the chat you and Rat had with Kieran Foran the other night. Just the whole chat. It's going absolutely bunter. So make sure you get onto our socials and have a look at that. That one's actually on YouTube. You just look for SEN League and you'll see that on there. Now, before we get into previous clashes between the Storm and the Broncos, it seems that you've been out on the golf course today and you had a bit of a victory. Is that true?
Yeah, I did. So our good mate, Matty Rogers, who plays off scratch.
Yeah.
So I
plays every day.
Yeah, so I turned up this morning and said, "You want to play golf?" Yesterday, he said, "Do you want to play today because someone's not turning up?" I said, "Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'll play." So turn up in the morning, 6:30, tee off. And he says, "Oh, we'll play this game. It's called 666. It's all these points." And
what?
He's throwing all these numbers at me. I said, "You know what? I don't play for money. I don't play for points. I don't care.
You play for fun.
I'm here for camaraderie.
Yeah.
With the boys.
Yep.
No, no, we've got to play for something, and then it's boring. I went, oh.
Was he flapping his arms at this
stage? Yeah, so I played into his game. I said, okay, well, let's play for points.
You know, so 6-6-6. Six, six, six.
Yeah, there was three of us playing, and I said, okay, well, let's play.
Who was the other one?
Kieran Foran.
And, wow.
Yeah, and I said.
What a lineup.
Let's just humour Rat Kieran. I said, let's just humour him. Let's let him play for points. And
yeah.
So anyway, we come down to the last hole. He's got a putt for birdie to win on this point system that he's got.
On, yep.
And I had the putt, I think, for a five.
So one was the par four.
Yeah.
So you're putting for a bogey
to
win, and he needs a birdie.
Yes. So that's just the way it's all played out. So anyway, I putt mine.
Sorry, where's Kieran Foran at this stage? Is he in the
running?
He's
way back in the leaderboard.
He's crap, right? Yeah, fair enough.
And so I just walk up, you know, look at the hole and boom, just flush it.
Geez, you're good.
So I put the Cherryarco measure on him, the pressure, and he shanks it. Yeah, so.
You win.
So he said, yeah, you win. And he's very chirpy coming up the last. Very, very chirpy.
When he thought he had a chance.
Yeah. Because he dropped his about 6 foot from the hole for a birdie. So yeah, he's playing mind games. But then, unfortunately. Yeah.
This happened. I'm a loser, baby. You certainly are, right?
And so we get, what do you do after you finish playing golf?
I may have a sandwich, a beer, coffee, whatever.
Yeah. So put the bag in the car and and so I'm just taking my shoes off, my thongs on, I'm about to, he goes, I've got to go. I've got to go and do some things. Grabs his bag and trottles off into the distance.
What has he got to do?
And Kieran's like following him like a little dodo bird going, oh. Rat, wait up, Rat.
So they're both losers. Mm. So what I've learned out of this.
Yep.
Rat and his mate Kieran Foran are both losers. You're a winner.
Now Kieran was,
But he was running after the loser.
He was good. Yeah, he just wanted to build up Rat's, Rat's confidence a little bit. So I probably won't play golf with Rat ever again because I'm just gonna sledge him for the rest of my life.
He did say, listeners, on our WhatsApp group, he goes, "Oh, he got a 20-shot start."
Well, he gave me a handicap.
Well, that's because you have a job and you work every day.
Yes,
you don't have the opportunity to play golf four or five times a week.
Exactly.
So you should get a handicap.
Yeah.
Hey, what's Foran blow off?
16.
Okay, so he's average.
Lefty. Khaki lefty.
Yeah, right. Mm.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well done, Scott Sattler, beating
Thank you very much.
He'll be licking his wounds tonight, wouldn't he?
Yep.
Hey, if it wasn't the 2006 grand final, which caused a bit of...
Broncos Melbourne.
Yep.
Yep.
Ahead of tonight's game, caused a bit of controversy because we had that disallowed try. What was called back?
Matt King.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is this the moment which sparked the rivalry between these two clubs?
Trying to play the ball. It's only the
what
first
game is this?
The other was a zero.
2008.
It's gone to two. They've got numbers.
Semi-final.
Oh. Inglis. Inglis is over to score for Melbourne.
Matty Guy out to Greg Inglis. That's the most animated I've ever seen Darren Lockyer after a game, even after wins. Like, he celebrates, but not heavy on the field. He's quite a reserved celebrator. When they lost that game, Matty Guyer onto Inglis, there's a drop ball by Ashton Sims. It was, from memory, it was a big hit by Sikamanu under the ball. He lost the ball, and they go to the left-hand side. Yeah, Matty Guyer gives it to Greg Inglis. He scores. They go on. That was the game also that Cam Smith got suspended.
It was.
For grabbing, he basically nearly reefed Sammy Thaiday's head off his shoulders.
Which is not easy.
Yeah, he got 2 weeks, missed the grand final.
What are your great Storm Broncos moments? We'll talk about it a lot, but 55 games these two have played.
1999, second year in the comp, Broncos playing out of ANZ Stadium. They were the premiers from 98.
Can we just refer to that now as the Olympic Stadium?
Olympic Stadium, yeah. I'm pretty sure Melbourne put nearly 50 on them.
Yep.
Yeah. They were scoring tries for fun.
14 games the Broncos have won out of that 55. Now, there aren't many clubs that have the wood on the Bronx.
But when was the last time they won the Bronx?
Yeah, last year.
Last year in the final.
26-0 against the Storm. Matt Guy, who threw that pass, is joining us soon to relive some of those great Melbourne Storm moments against the Bronx. It's going to be a big game tonight. I'm looking forward to it.
Cannot wait. And it's dry in Melbourne, which is even better. It's going to be an open game, which is great. Now, listen, just a shout-out to one of our Lua listeners, Rooster Muzz. We love you, Rooster Muzz, as we do all our listeners. He says, Potsy, Woogie, Worm and Wiz. Today, the 4th of April, 2024, Cheese and Mick Williams, Mum and My Old Man, celebrate their 60th wedding anniversary. He said they're still going strong. Would appreciate a shout-out. That's awesome, Rooster Muzz. I hope you've shouted in the Chinese.
Yeah, that's what you do. But, you know, he's got to have a win first.
Mm.
Rat should stick to calling the golf rather than playing it, says 133.
Rat learned to play golf with all the spare time on the wing.
Oh, Cam, that's
Head Noise says Rat is a golf imposter. Wow.
I'd rather listen to Adrian than this golf crap. Happy. Newcastle, 482. I'd rather listen to Ada. What? Seriously, 482? What do you want us to talk about?
Happy. We've got to, yeah, we've got to celebrate the wins against a guy that's good at everything.
Mm.
Yeah.
What else have we got tonight? Oh, warm-up segment. We'll go through that with Reem. Are you serious on tonight? I'm not even prepared for
that. No, we have got an Are You Serious, and it's around a potential change to rugby league.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
An important part of rugby league.
Oh, it's rubbish. Do you want to do it now? Do you want to? Because I'd love to get people's thoughts. It's only a one-hour show.
Yeah, go. Let's
do you want to? Do you want to get into it right now? Let's do it.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
Hang on, that's the wrong one.
Mm.
Which one is it?
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I can't. I heard this. I think the first time yesterday, but we're hearing more and more about it today. And I think it features on NRL 360 last night. But there is some talks going on that the NRL are looking at either changing the kickoff or getting rid of the kickoff.
In some capacity.
Yeah, because of potential injuries through HIA.
Are you serious?
Are we going fully down the path of touch footy here?
No, it's just trying to minimise the impact. Now, we saw Jacob Preston break his jaw on Shaq Mitchell's shoulder, which, mind you, is the exact same position that James Graham and Sam Burgess collided in that 2014 grand final. Same teams as well. So it's just trying to minimise the collision. Now, that's why the short dropout and the rules around that now, that's why that changed as well. It's not about field position. It's about minimising the long dropout and a player, which I've got to say is one of the most negative plays in rugby league. Like,
the short dropout?
No, the kickoff and the long dropout where you just catch the ball and you hand it to a front rower who runs into a wall of defenders. It's a very negative play. Like, very rarely does anyone come out the other side. Very rarely. So they're looking at ways they could possibly minimise that, the shock value of a player running the ball back. So they're throwing the options up of if you kick the ball off and a player is standing in the field of play but puts their foot back in the in goal and catches it, well, it'll go out to the 20-metre line. Or I heard a few weeks ago that there's one of the things that was thrown up, one of the solutions was there's got to be two passes. So halfback may catch it, or winger, or fullback.
On.
You go pass back towards the.
Are you serious?
Towards maybe possibly towards the goalpost, and then so by that stage another pass happens, and the defense is already up in
Sats.
The place. And
it's hard enough for them to get the officiating right now.
I love the kickoff and what it brings to the game, especially like an Origin. You're just salivating. You can't wait for that first hit up and. I'm glad I was never one of those guys that had to hit the ball up time and time again, like the front rowers are these days. But I think we've just got to accept it. It's the way the game's going. And if it means that athletes, and you know how much of a historian I love and how much of a traditionalist I am of the game and how much I love this game brings everyone, but we've just got to live with it, that we've got to be able to have athletes by the time they retire and getting their 40s and 50s that – they're going to have most of their capacities.
Is it tough to say? Is it too hard to say, then just don't play rugby league.
No, I mean,
what about signing a waiver? The reason the NRL doing this, we know
wipe,
why.
You can wipe a waiver out easy.
It's to limit class actions down the track, right? Mm-hmm. But and the other thing I'm hearing, Sats, is that it's in reaction to the NFL making changes. Now, you sent me a video last week, and you and I love the NFL.
Yes,
that's not what the NFL is doing. The NFL is encouraging people to run the ball back.
So the most boring play in the NFL, and even if
kickoff
is kicking off, kicking it dead, going out to the 20-meter line, and so what they're doing now is there's a 20-meter zone before the touchdown area, the try line in rugby league, that the kickers have got to try and kick the ball into, so it forces people to run it back. If you do kick it dead, well, they're going to bring it further upfield, so they're going to be in a far greater attacking position. So yeah, they're trying to promote the running of the ball and the collision, as opposed to rugby league want to try and eradicate it.
All right, that's the latest NRL news. With Ken O'Go.
That was Are You Serious?
Oh, that was Are You Serious? Well, yeah. Thanks, Ken O'Go. You're only 3 minutes away from a whopping $40 million jackpot. Download the Ken O'Go app and start playing today. When we come back, Matty Guy, a former Storm star, joins us on Sports Day.
The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment.
Now Lewis again. Looking comfortable and Tui through. That pass for Matt Dyer. There are some chases, but they won't get to him. Reese Wessett gave it up quickly. Lewis is still chasing, but Matt Dyer takes an intercept. The most popular player here in Melbourne scores between the posts.
Geez, I wonder if he's lost any of that speed, Satsy.
Kicked the winning goal in the 1999 grand final.
Yeah, good play. 200. I didn't realise he played 262 games for the Storm.
Yeah.
I know he's great.
Most capped player for a number of years.
Came along by the name of Cam Smith, wasn't it? Let's not forget the sixth games for the Perth Reds as well. Three origins for the mighty Blues. Two games for City. Matty Guy, thanks for joining us on Sports Day.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
Thank you
very much. Not a lovely welcome.
I had a bit of banter before we came on between you and Sats. Is there anything I should know about? Is there friction? Is there, what's going on, Sats?
No. Like, because Matty, his nickname's Boof, okay? But Matty Guy comes across as this, you know, this mild-mannered, kid from the West in Sydney.
School teacher.
Oh, he's one of the greatest smart asses around. One of the greatest smart asses.
Well, it's
around.
In the blood, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, just on that.
You can say that off here, mate. You're ruining my reputation.
Hey, just on that, Matty, about the family. Of course, your nephew Mav made his debut last week. It was a big week for the Guy clan in the stands at Allianz last week. Must have been proud to see the young fella make his debut.
Yeah, his short answer is certainly, mate. He's worked really hard. You know, he's a 23. I guess considered a later debut, but you know, in the program they got there at Penrith, you need to be patient because there's just so many stars there. So if he can get into that 17, he's in the 17 for most other clubs too. So he's doing really well, Mavi, and he just buckled down over the last couple of years and really gave it a crack, and he deserves everything he gets.
Yeah, he's a great kid. Couple of bad injuries over the last couple of years. Now, big game tonight, and two powerhouses. When they always meet, it's always something special. There's been some great finishes over the years. The Melbourne Storm have always had the wood over the Broncos for some reason. But, of course, you played them in the 2006 grand finals. Now, I know that you weren't successful that night in winning the grand final, but what are your memories from that night?
My memories from that night, mate, were, I reckon it was the worst game of football I've ever played. I coach Benny Hennett down here at the Crum, and he was where I coach, and we often get into a bit of a tit for tat because the semi-final when we beat him in 2008, he nearly scored right on the bell, and Billy Slater got his legs underneath him, and we beat him on the bell, but then he just, so I'm sort of one up because that was my most recent game against them. But then he just reminds me, well, that doesn't matter. 2006 grand final when we beat you. And I'm like, yeah, fair enough. Got no comeback. It was a long night. And we were really lucky I felt really unlucky. You know, we had a Matty King try disallowed, and Billy put me down the sideline there for a line break, and they called it back, like I said, sort of letting the play go out. So we had a couple of opportunities that could have helped us, but in the end, you know, they were just ready for it before us. They were really ready. They had a star-studded side, and you look at our side, and it was star-studded, but most of those guys are only, you know, 2, 3, 4 years into their careers. So at that point, we sort of overachieved to make that grand final, and then in the ensuing years, you know, you could see the success was coming for those boys that got beaten on that night.
Yeah, you're right. That 14-8 it was when Matty King, that try got called back. It was a knockback, wasn't it? And it came off Justin Hodges' hand. And Matty King and all the commentators that night, Gus Gould and co, they were all saying when you looked at it in slow motion, it was a dead set try, Matty.
Yeah, it's you know, you got to just roll with it. You know, I know it's a grand final, and that's, you know, like some people don't get to play in them, and let alone win them. It hurt for a long time, and especially under those circumstances. Maybe in my wise old age, or you know, you sort of tend to sort of go with the referee, you get the good and the bad, and then, or more alternatively, play well enough so the referee is taken out of the game. And we certainly didn't do that.
Of course, go through 2007, win the comp against Manly the following year. Now, second year of GI. He played on your side that night in 2006 as young centre. He'd made his debut the year before. It was his second full season. And in that grand final, like when you look back at GI and some of the great players you've played with, when it just comes down to natural athletic ability, was GI one of the most freakish athletes you've seen?
Oh, yeah. Hands down. Look, the best analogy for that, boys, is that like when GI did rock up, we already had a freak of an athlete in our club in Billy Slater.
Mm.
And like so Bill was already, I think he'd already played Origin by then, and he was, you know, our go-to guy. He was setting the league alight, and a skinny little kid came down from New South Wales, I might add, born and bred. But anyway, we'll go for another conversation. we're doing some opposed stuff, and Bill's sitting under this bomb, and Bill jumps, and I think he must have gotten like kneed in the head by this skinny little 17-year-old. And we're all sitting back going, "Ooh, look out, Billy, look out." You know, having a great laugh at Slats's cost. But, down at training, it was, you know, if he jumped, he had to duck to miss the crossbar. He was just unbelievable. And he's a coach's biggest nightmare in the sense that you tell every kid to switch their hands when they're carrying the ball, unless you're Greg Inglis.
Yeah.
His fan was so good, he didn't have to switch. He just turned his body, he'd throw blokes away anyway. But, yeah, that 2007 grand final, he just put everyone on his back and just carried the team. He was amazing.
Clive Churchill medalist playing 5'8". Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Mm. My favourite moment in a rugby league grand final was the Goanna 2014 when he scored try.
Yeah, iconic, wasn't it?
It's just amazing. Hey, Matty, Jace here. Mate, take us inside the dressing rooms. As a footy fan, I've never played, you know, rugby league, first grade, anything like that. I think the best I got it was fourths. Take us inside the dressing room when Storm play Broncos. The record, as we've said, is amazing. 55 games. The Bronx have only won 14 times. You're the only team, the Storm are the only team who have the wood on them. How is Bellamy? Does he prepare differently? Does the intensity go up when he coaches against the Broncos? Why is that record so good?
I don't know if I have an answer why the record's that good. Like, I know, like, it's, they just must match up really well. I don't know, obviously, you know, the Bronx got one back. They get a few of the important wins. I know we've beaten them a lot in the semi-finals as well. Back when I was playing, we got them a couple of times, but the grand final and the prelim last year, they're two big wins for them, even though they haven't had a lot. They definitely take those wins. But I think, even back to when with Hopes and Muppet, when they were coaching, you know, we've seemed to always... I know we went down there at ANZ Stadium in 99 and we beat them 48-6, something like that it was. And like, we were almost like going back in the plane, like looking at each other going, how did we do that? Like, you know, like that was like that year, they were just, you know, they'd won 98 and are untouchable. And obviously we went on to win in 99, so we had a pretty decent team too. To be in 48-6 in our own territory, it's just never happened. And then, yeah, I think when Bellier, again, the thing I always said about Bellier, I never played a game of footy for him not ready. Mm. Or, you know, if I wasn't ready on Friday or Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon, by Saturday night I was ready to play.
Right.
Whatever he did, I don't know what it was, but that's his gift. I don't know what he does, but particularly for when he first got there for the Raiders and the Bronx. Obviously, his two old clubs that he'd been affiliated with, and you see his intensity. You know, that's not put on. You can't put on for 20 odd years what he does. You know, I remember when he first rocked up after a few years, and then even upon my retirement, I was questioning how long his career would last, or could last.
Mm.
You know, obviously he was excellent at what he did, but I just didn't know how long he could physically, mentally, you know, health, with his health, put up with it. But testament to him, he's a marvellous career, and as I said, he always had his team ready to play.
So just on that, Matty, with Bellamy saying he's possibly not going to coach in 2025, we don't know that, but if he doesn't coach, would the Melbourne Storm, do you think they'd promote within, or do you think they'd bring someone from the outside in?
That's a great question, isn't it? I know they've just moved Big Rosy down there again, but he's had a very similar team for a long time. So got Marky Brenton was down there, and Hinchy and his son Aaron. So those three have been there for a really long time as a core unit underneath him, and others have come and gone. And you know, there's a lot of players, a lot of coaches in the NRL that have worked under the Storm system and under Bellyache as well. So, and it's not just what they will do. It's a big question for me is what will be the right choice, you know, and when will they get it right? Like, it's, you know, you've seen in the past that when Wayne Bennett left Broncos, how long they hemorrhaged for, because, you know, it's just such a shadow. Like, Manchester United, you know, Alex Ferguson, you're almost tempted to coach like the person who's left because it's such a shadow. And so whether you go like, oh, let's start afresh, or because those boys have been under him for so long, they know him inside out. Are one of them the best to promote from within to carry the flag? Or, you know, do you get a rookie, you know, like Bill? You know, like Billy's obviously proven his worth in the Origin series, and I don't even know if Bill is moving that way with his career or not. He's fantastic in the commentary box. He's done a great job with coaching with the Origin. But anyone can tell you the Origin coaching is definitely a lot different to coaching week in, week out in a club ready for a season. But I know, after the first few seasons of his career, Bill became such a student of the game. And I think he's even more and more now he's moving into his post-playing career. He knows the game inside out. And I think if you decided to do it with the right people around him, I think he'd be successful as anyone.
Yeah, and I think this year, Jace, really quickly, everyone thinks they've lost their aura, but while they get Bellamy, their fullback, their halves partners and their hooker, there's still a chance of winning it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Hey, listen, we've got to go. Before we do, though, you're involved with the Currumbin Eagles Rugby League Footy Club, turning 50 this year. Big day coming up on the 13th. Of April. Are you performing live, or are you leaving that to the professionals?
You and your mate Cam, are you doing some sort of duet? Or
be like the two old guys off the Muppets.
That's an invitation. You boys are more than welcome. It's $10 for an adult, but with your age, actually, you might have to pay $20. With the amount of money you make on the radio and all the things you do.
Both he and Cam Smith are going to have a comp. They're going to have a comp by saying, Cam, who's the hairiest person?
There you go.
Yeah,
it'd be like a freak show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Go.
We'll bring out the clippers. We'll get sheared.
Be like sheep shearing. Hey, Matty Guy, I know you're looking forward.
Thanks a lot for that, boys.
I know you're looking forward to the game tonight, the Storm and the Broncos. You can hear it live on SEN, mate. Thanks for your time on Sports Day.
Thanks, Matty.
My pleasure. Anytime, fellas.
Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
you pick this song?
I thought we would have played the loser song again for Rat.
I'm very surprised we haven't heard from him on the text machine. Yeah.
Can we get some of these text messages? Text messages about a lot of things. Matty Guy, a champion bloke. I was lucky enough to play with him at Cambridge Park. Won the competition undefeated that season, says Shane at Coffs. He played lock. It was tough as nails. Mark my words, Steve says. Parra will bounce back against the Raiders in Canberra and Dylan Brown will stamp his authority in the Dally M race. He was good last week at a beaten side. The Putterpest says, I'll predict that the Queensland jersey means more than to the Queensland players than the blue jersey means to the New South Wales players.
Who's making that stuff up?
I don't know. It's Damien.
I'm sick. That's all you Queenslanders have.
Yep. Crime Scene says he's listening to us on 2SM. Nice. He's angry again today.
Why?
We've also got...
Why is he angry?
Oh, you know, he's just always angry.
Oh.
Yeah, he lives and breathes.
He's part of the angry mob.
So we had that text earlier on saying, this golf chat's boring me.
Yep.
And Steve has gone, tell 482 to off. Any story involving rats spitting the dummy is a good story.
And he did.
He did.
And he had the best bit was he had Foz chasing him, going, rat.
Just following
rat.
Him.
Rat. I'm not doing it to Fox. No.
Now, I bet Rat has a para towel on his golf bag to wipe his clubs with from Walshy. Yeah, so, and Fitzy says, and it's a good one in relation to that Jacob Preston tackle on Shaq Mitchell.
Yeah.
He broke his jaw from poor technique. Go low and reduce the
chances. Yeah, I'm with Fitzy 100%. It feels like they're just being reactionary again.
Can you remember Sam Burgess got a drop out one day on the halfway and he just wound up. He had the ball in one hand and he just wound up and he ran into the Bulldogs defence and Mick Innes hit him underneath the ball.
Yep.
He didn't jolt the ball free, but it was just perfect technique.
So do you think they should be allowed to use the ball as a bumper?
No, because it'll just pop out.
Well, Shaq kind of did that.
Well, he just got Jacob Preston got his jaw on his shoulder. It was poor technique, but again, that's, you know, we don't practice these days good technique because there's no reward for it. Well,
but because the play of the ball will be too quick, Sats.
Well, yeah, it will be, but good technique where you stop someone in their tracks or drive them back, you should.
It'd be pretty hard to drive Shaq Mitchell back.
Now, Adrian Castle Hill says, I fear Canterbury with their only win over the Waifal Titans, who turned in the worst performance in 5 years. Do you agree there must be personnel and positional changes? Woogie's opinion that they're in for another tough year is spot on. Adrian, I think they're going to be in for a tough year. I think they'll show signs of where they're better. I don't know about positional changes because I'm not quite sure about whether they've got anyone better to go into those positions. But I do agree Connor Tracy needs to be closer to the ball.
Rightio, 0457 736 736. Keep the text coming through. Our warm-up segment for Ream is on the way next as we count down to Thursday night football on SEN League. It's the Storm and the Broncos.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Welcome back to the show. We're about to go to Thursday night footy. The Storm and the Broncos. Great game, this. It's our warm-up segment, thanks to Ream, except nothing less than Australia's best Ream, Scotty Sattler.
It's also dry.
Such a big hunk of spunk.
It's also dry weather. Because Sydney's expecting anywhere from 100 to 200 mils of rain.
Up to 300.
I'm going to be on the hill at Brookvale Oval on Saturday afternoon in my poncho.
Now, why are you going to Brookie?
Because Penrith are playing Brookie, and I'm just going to see my young bloke.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Jack, yeah. So we've got tickets, and we're...
Is Jack picking you up from the airport?
I said, no, let's sit on the hill. Let's go and sit on the hill all the, you know, all the fans. Yeah.
Do they sell cans at Brookvale Oval on the hill?
Four Pines, I think they do.
But
no,
is
I don't
it,
think
are
you're
can-
to, I don't think you're
That's not a proper
I think
hill.
I think it's cups, isn't it?
Is it?
I'm not quite sure.
And you're only allowed four at once. Like, come on. What's going on?
And you can't even make a beer snake anymore.
I can get 8 Chico rolls in every pocket, but I can only have 4 beers at once. Except nothing less than Australia's best dream. Let's have a look at tonight's game. Storm team news. Munster will play, or will he? His first game of the season.
He did train when they announced the teams on Tuesday. But as, and again, it's probably a smoke bomb, but Craig Bellamy's just said, listen, we'll just gauge him throughout the week and see how he pulls up.
Well, you'll find out shortly because the teams will be announced very, very shortly. Sean Bloor will make his Storm debut in the back row. And Christian Welsh is back as well. He returns onto the bench.
How do you – now, the Sean Bloor one was an interesting one. He's a very good young player, and there was a swap between both he and Justin Ollam between the West Tigers. And everyone – and
don't ask me who's got the better of the deal.
Well, I was included in that. And our good colleague, our good mate and colleague, Joel Sugar Cane, was the same. He said, we all sort of thought, Melbourne are getting the best bet here, Sean Bloor.
I know.
But
– hasn't played yet.
It's actually – and Ollam he's come off the bench. He hasn't started.
Right.
But, I mean, yeah, Justin Ollam's been a real difference. He's been a revelation, hasn't he?
He's been unbelievable. Mm. I thought he was done and dusted.
Did you see him come get fire out of a cannon last week and he nearly took that winger, Sean Russell, bringing the ball back? Oh, my God.
But see
his life flashed before his eyes.
Mate, when he was playing at Sunny Coast last year, I thought he was done.
Well, so did
he wasn't Melbourne. He was playing okay.
So was Melbourne. Melbourne thought he'd lost his hunger, and sometimes you just get in a bit of a rut. And so changing clubs like he has at the Tigers, it's really worked for him. And let's hope this change for Sean Bloor will work with him as well.
Broncos team news, the NRL's version of the towering inferno, Ben Tikura, will make his debut, tallest player in the NRL.
So just to try and give you a bit of a visual, he's 5 centimetres taller than Nelson Asofa-Solomana.
Yep.
And if he's got the same sort of mobility, speed, agility, change of direction than Nelson, he's going to be a nightmare.
Isn't he nearly 130 kilos?
Yeah,
as well?
I've seen him play Queensland Cup, and he actually does all the little things really well. So it's going to be interesting.
Can you give me an example? Like what? What are the little things?
You expect a really big guy like that, like the big guys like Nelson. I think Nelson's a little bit different. He's a freak of nature when it comes to his athleticism for such a big man. But usually when they're that big, you sort of look a little bit clumsy, almost baby giraffe like. But he's actually...
That has just been born.
Yeah. So he's not like that at all. He's actually got really good mobility, but it's different. There's different levels when you go from Queensland Cup to the NRL. The speed, it's going to be a shock to his lungs. We know that really early, but...
These kids don't care, mate.
I hope, they are bulletproof. I hope he makes a big impact this
Ben Tikura making his debut for the Bronx tonight. Be good to see him out there. And he can't just slide into any game. Like anyone making a debut when you're being billed as the biggest bloke in the NRL, and he is, you can't hide.
And then you go and play Melbourne in Melbourne, and where you get your head squeezed off your shoulders.
Matchups: Munster if he plays versus Mam.
Yep, outstanding. Just two players that sort of play off the cuff.
Harry Grant and Walters, young Walters.
I think Billy Walters has been one of the Broncos' best this year so far.
He's locked in that nine, hasn't he? Now,
he's got not only Tyson Smoothie, but he's got the young hooker coming through as well, young Blake Moser. And he knows he's got pressure behind him, and that's what's made him play even better. But this Harry Grant's the best. He's the best hooker in the game.
Hughes and Reynolds, of course, the kicking game there, Sats, both of those.
Hughes probably a better running game.
Yeah. Well, Reynolds can't run. Let's be honest. Yep. He's only got one hamstring. Of course, Pappenhausen versus Tristan Saylor.
You know Pappy has scored, I think, from the 52 or 53 game. Get a crap stat ready here.
Yep.
52 or 53 games he started at fullback. He's scored, I think, 47 tries.
Crap stat.
That's actually a good stat.
Break that down to the Broncos. How many times has he scored a try against the Broncos?
Don't know.
You'd think plenty, wouldn't you, given the
he
wood?
He scored four against them in a magic round, I think.
There you go.
Yeah.
And Tristan Saylor, I mean, everyone's touting him as
good
the...
good player.
Yeah, but I heard one of our colleagues, Ben Davis, say the other day, he can be the starting fullback in 10 teams. He's top 10 fullbacks. No, he's played one game, Ben. Just shut up.
But he has played for the Dragons. And
yeah, but
he's a good young player. And there's probably a couple of clubs that he would start at. He'd start at fullback at the Bulldogs. He'd probably, if you put Jordan Rapana back on the wing, which is his preferred position, he'd probably start at the Raiders,
yeah.
So there's probably a couple of clubs you'd start at.
He's not in the top 10 fullbacks in the game.
No. But he's a very good young player and a really good young kid as well.
And back rowers, some tough nuts here: Katoa, Bloor versus Hunt and Ricky.
Yeah. It's interesting. The front rowers, actually, both forward packs don't have a lot of. I got to say, I think the Broncos forward pack, purely because of Pat Carrigan, probably just edge a little bit ahead. his game last week, the load that he took on his shoulders with Payne Huss being out.
He's very Cam Murray-like.
He's so good.
He carries that forward pack.
We always talk about the try scorers.
Yeah.
By the time he retires, Pat Carrigan, I think we'll be talking about him as one of the best forwards we've seen in the NRL era from 1998.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah. He's very Brad Clyde-like.
Yeah, I prefer Cam Murray. He's not as good looking.
He's a lot bigger than Cam Murray.
Yeah, but he's not as good looking. Mm. And Cam Murray had never had a hair bun.
He would argue that with his long mane and, you know.
Right, yeah, who wins?
I think Melbourne win, and I think they win by 8 to 10.
I've got Melbourne by 4.
I don't think there's a lot of points scored.
No, this is the guy, though, got 3 from 8 last week. What did you get?
4.
Well, I didn't pick Souths.
Well, I've picked a couple of roughies this weekend.
Have you?
Yeah, I've picked I was going to pick the Dragons to beat Newcastle in Newcastle, but I've gone with the home side because it's going to be pouring rain.
And they've got to win eventually, right? Mm.
I have picked Parramatta to beat Canberra in Canberra. Canberra are the favourites.
What about you would have picked the Panthers?
No, I've picked Manly.
Manly are hard to beat at Brookie, aren't they?
Well, it's Dally Cherry Evans' big milestone. He's the most capped Manly player of all time, taking over from Cliffy.
Rightio, well, that is our Thursday night warm-up with thanks to Ream. Ream, with over 80 years manufacturing right here in Australia, of course, it's Australia's favourite. Our live call of Thursday night football on the way next. Scotty Sattler, Mark Braybrook and the Wiz, Gary Freeman on the way next. Have a good call, Sats.
Great game, can't wait.
Sports Day, back Monday night with the Rats and also Sats. They'll catch you then. See everybody.
Goodbye.